We are joined now by Utah Senator Mike Lee. We earlier this morning had Becky Edwards and Ali Isom on. Becky Edwards, in the last half hour, pretty pointed comments about the senator, who approaches this convention with numerous questions about communication with the Trump White House, which was challenging and trying to change the results of the 2020 presidential election. Senator, can we try and answer some of these questions out there by your opponents and some of your constituents even? These texts back on January 3rd when you said, quote, that everything changes if states scheme against an election by submitting alternate electors. You said, thankfully, that did not happen. Can I ask you, for those that may believe that you were working in secret to change the results of the 2020 election, what do you say?
It's an absolute lie. It's not only not supported by evidence, it's contrary to fact. And look, all along, what I had said was that doesn't change. Congress has no authority to do anything unless a state changes something. My point with Mark Meadows was, unless there's something that I'm not seeing, states aren't changing their electoral count. Now, if that changes, then we have at least a question to make. But at no point ever was I advocating that state legislatures do that. I made some calls because even after I thought the issue was finally dead and was going away, rumors came back up. I got this memo suggesting that states had or would soon be doing it. And I had to start making phone calls personally because I couldn't get accurate answers on what was actually happening. That's when I discovered that, as I had suspected all along, not a single state was going to do that.
In an interview with my colleague Dennis Romboy on the Deseret News, you were asked if President Biden was elected in a fair election. Some people feel like you're sidestepping that a little bit. You'll say that he was certified by the Electoral College. But can, if I just ask you the question, was the 2020 election free and fair, you say?
Well, what I say is I can't know the degree to which there were attempts at manipulation or there were errors in any state's election. The founding fathers understood that this could potentially be the case, and that's why they decided that what would actually determine the next president of the United States in each election was the Electoral College vote. So, look, in 2020, for the first time, a lot of states used universal mail-in balloting. And not all of those states, unlike Utah, a lot of those states didn't have a lot of procedures in place to protect against fraud. And universal mail-in balloting has some unique vulnerabilities. So whether there were errors, whether there was fraud that may have had an impact on that election, I don't have the ability to measure that. Some allegations have been made that it might have. We don't have the ability to know that once an election has taken place. What we do know is that what determines the presidency is the Electoral College vote. That's the election that matters, and that election signaled election-elected Joe Biden as president of the United States.
So just to settle this, from what you've seen, because you have access to some of these investigations and I would guess have asked some private questioning from state officials yourself, can you say the 2020 election was fair, yes or no?
Well, there again, I can say that the election that determined the presidency, the Electoral College vote, elected Joe Biden as president. In any election, you're going to have some fraud or attempts at fraud. It just happens, especially in any large election. Whether that made a difference, I don't know. I don't know that it's even possible to determine whether that's the case. That's why the Electoral College exists. It's also why the founding fathers went out of their way to make sure that Congress had no role in this. This was up to the states, with one exception. Congress has the ability to open and count the votes. It's a clerical ministerial duty, as long as each state has submitted exactly one slate of electors. That's what we had here. That's why we had no role other than to open and count. And I made that very clear in my remarks on the Senate floor on the evening of January 6th.
I appreciate that, Senator. Let me ask you the same question I ask our other two candidates this morning, and that is, you have delegates out there, obviously, getting ready for convention tomorrow. You've got voters that are listening. What's your message going into the convention?
My message going into the convention is that we've got President Joe Biden, who has made decisions rather deliberately, rather consciously, and with warnings by a lot of Americans, including not only those in Congress, but people all across our state and throughout the country, that if he did them, they would lead to inflation. We're experiencing that spiral of inflation, with the average Utah family spending $702 a month more for the things that they have to buy just to live, more than they were spending just at the beginning of last year. That doesn't go toward a down payment on a nice house, doesn't go toward their children's college education fund. No, it just goes into the ether, into the Joe Biden fund, you might say. It goes to affording how expensive Joe Biden has made life for Americans. We've got to turn that around. And to turn it around, we've got to have the artillery to push back on Joe Biden's policies. We don't want to elect someone who voted for Joe Biden, who campaigned for Joe Biden, who will support his policies. We need people who will push back hard for the American people and for Utahns. Make sure that the federal government is no longer causing this inflation, which it has been
Senator
for
Mike
the entirety of his presidency.
Senator Mike Lee, thanks for your time this morning.